I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Oh, holy cow!
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley. Dive into the mind of former NFL quarterback Clint Sterner.
I like a good time. I like to have a party.
I know you do.
It's Dirty's Daily. Presented by Mokarum Injury Lawyers.
Mokarum Injury Lawyers, y'all. Hard as hell to say, easy to dial. 281-222-2222. Ron, the show Ugly is out today. My man Luke Morrow is in. Appreciate him always being on call and bringing it when he's in studio with us, man. It's always a pleasure to have you in, my brother. It's a breath of fresh air, man. So appreciate you joining us.
My pleasure.
Absolutely. Sorry I didn't let you get a question in that last break.
Hey, that was great.
I didn't even let Luke get a damn question in.
I loved it. Front row seat to two former NFLers talking football. Hard. It was great.
Damn, just sucked all the oxygen out of the damn air.
I enjoyed it.
Tyler Milner's on the ones and twos behind the glass. We've got Astros take game three. Versus the Red Sox, and we will dig into that damn sure with Luke Morrow here in the building, as well as Texans joint practice today. I absolutely love joint practice. I love the work. Usually it's extensive. It's a lot of 11-on-11. It's the intensity's ratcheted up a bit because it's something about playing somebody that doesn't have the same uniform on. It gets a little bit more competitive. And I got some takeaways. We just heard from Seth Payne. We just covered the D'Amico Ryans being on the offensive side of the practice the majority of the time. That is nothing new. He's done it since OTAs, the ones we were at. And look, I just, as I've said before, I think D'Amico Ryans has his defense, the standard set, day in, day out, the identity set of what they're going to be, what Texans defense is going to look like for years to come. I think it's up to D'Amico Ryans to make sure that whatever that looks like, what a D'Amico Ryans offense looks like, it's on him to get that right. And look, if the offensive coordinator gets hired or fired in a year or two and there's turnover at the top, you still got a standard set on the offense that you're going to communicate. You're going to communicate really well. You're going to play a physical brand of football. You know, there's not going to be this whatever the hell was going on off the field in the O-line room or off the field between Bobby Slowick and the other guys on staff. Like, we're not going to have any of that.
And Bobby.
So I don't think this is about D'Amico Ryans putting his foot on anybody's throat or putting pressure on anybody. I think this is about D'Amico Ryans saying, I'm the head coach. I've got my identity on one side of the ball set. Everybody understands it. And now I got to make sure that goes on the offensive side of the football. And when I tell you guys that, when I tell my team that, I'm not just telling you that and then going and turning my back to you. I'm telling you that, and I'm going to get over there and watch you every snap that I possibly can. So, you know, I thought Seth had some good insight into that as well. But let's jump over to the offensive side of the football, Luke. I think you'll be happy to hear this, man. The pass protection. We've made a lot about how, and I think fairly, rightfully so, we've made a lot about how offensively it's been messy this camp because of how good our defense is and how suspect the offensive line is. And I think that's fair. And a big part of today was getting a good look at our pass protection to see what it looks like versus, sure, a different style of defense in that 3-4. But something that a defense that doesn't have two edge rushers that are top 10 in the damn league coming at you that have they're all gas, no break. There's no hold back on those guys, and it's disruptive. What does this team, this offense, look like without that being a problem? And I'm gonna tell you, Luke, the pass protection today was significantly better. Yes, the tackle struggled at times, right? You've got Blake Fisher in there some. You've got Ariante Ursary, the rookie, in there sometimes. Cam Robinson's still out today. Titus was out there, by the way. Those guys will get beat on the edge some, and that happened today. And yeah, there were sacks that occurred, but I did not see an absolute mess on the inside like we got used to seeing last year when CJ was under pressure. And with that said, Luke, if CJ Stroud has space in the pocket, that'd be a perfect pocket. If he has space in the pocket to move, CJ Stroud is going to eat the lunch of the defense. Now, I don't know how much they're going to throw the ball. I don't know how aggressive they're going to be. But if they can protect the way they protected today, I think he's a willing and able runner. When he's getting downhill, I like it. I don't like the fade to the sideline and throw back across your body. He did that today. But the pass protection overall, Luke, I thought was significantly better and was a step in the right direction for the team.
Yeah, well, it's good to hear. I wasn't out there today. Obviously, you were. And so that's positive. But I think it's certainly the key. I mean, when you give any quarterback, let alone a quarterback with Stroud's talents and abilities, when you give him that time in the pocket, they have enough playmakers on this offense. That's the key to the offense, and I think the offense is the key to this team. And so I think ultimately it's what held them back last year. And this year, as good as that defense should be, it's only going to take you so far. I think, again, that's the whole linchpin, is that the season comes down to how good this offensive line can be. This Panthers team is a pretty good test. We heard from Seth last segment that, you know, they look better already this year than they were last year when they won only five games. And even though the defense was bad last year, they got a couple good pass rushers. So, you know, I'm pleased to hear that. And I think it comes with some sort of meaning, as opposed to just a random team or random opponent or random practice, that going up against somebody else such as the Panthers and holding up pretty well bodes well.
Well, having Derrick Brown in there and some of those guys, look, that Evero, how do you say this defensive coordinator's name, the full name? I almost said Ichiro Evero, but I know that I know he's not an Ichiro, but he's really good schematically. Derrick Brown is a guy that can wreck a pocket easily, and it looked like that they had a pretty good time out there today. They looked like they had some success out there today from a pass protection perspective. And so the problem last year with the Texans pass protection was that C.J. Stroud had zero chance. I mean, he avoided one guy and there'd be another one in his hip pocket. He'd slide up in the pocket and the left guard would get pushed into his lap. He would bail and the opposite side defensive end's running a 4-5 chasing him and it's over.
We don't like that.
It was just so chaotic and so much traffic in the pocket. You got to tone that traffic down a bit. And C.J. Stroud is more than capable of going out and making plays if you can do that. Today, after what I saw, I would bet that this offensive line is going to be able to do that. Now it's one practice. I don't want to overdo it. I don't want to overthink it. But the pass protection was better. Now let's get to this here, because I do think this is the competition to watch for me. This is the competition to watch in a big, big way, because I think it's just a handful of guys, and those guys are going to get potentially significant playing time. The competition for wide receiver 3 through 6. Now I'm talking about 3 through 6 as it pertains to playing time. Right? I mean, we know that the two rookies are going to be on the team, but how much playing time are they going to get? How are they going to fit in? It looks like they're going to get quite a bit, but we'll see. But when you look at wide receiver 3 through 6, and no particular order, Noel and Higgins are going to be in that mix, right? So you got three other guys right now that I think this competition is as real and as tight as you could imagine. Xavier Hutchinson today, when they went one, what I think was ones versus ones, at the end, in a two-minute situation, Xavier Hutchinson had two catches. He was in 11 personnel with the first group. Him, Nico, Christian Kirk, and I think the first play was actually Cade Stover, but then Dalton Schultz got into that. But the Xavier Hutchinson has earned it, and he's running with the ones, right? Or did today in that particular drill. Braxton Berrios, you saw it in the game last week, and it happened again today in a few situations. A two-minute drive. He had two catches, including a really good catch on a touchdown pass. He just makes plays, y'all, and he's got a unique skill set. And the guy that I think is most likely at this point, the one to be the odd man out, maybe not for the roster, but playing time, is John Mechie. And if we're being honest, John Mechie's making plays. John Mechie's going to make it hard for them to damn sure cut him. I mean, he's going to make it hard to not be in consideration for that final active spot. I'm not talking about the guy that is inactive, the final active spot. I'm telling you, this is a hell of a competition right here, Luke. This is as tight as it gets.
Good problem to have. It's the position group that I'm most interested in to see how it plays out, and part of that is because, you know, it's the sexier position, if you will, a skill position at wide receiver. But I'm interested to see, and I've felt all along, and I still believe it comes down to either Hutch or Mechie, but to your point, as you just laid out, it's almost like a ping pong match where I hear, you know, Hutchinson made these great plays, and the next day it's Mechie, and they're kind of going back and forth competing for this spot and making a case for themselves with these good plays. So I'm curious to see how it plays out. I would expect it to be one of those two. Berrios has the previous connection with Casario, right? And brings some different stuff to the table, is a little more maybe experienced as well. So I think it comes down to Mechie and Hutchinson, and unfortunately, you're probably going to have to let someone good walk out of that room. But I think it's big when you talk about having to rely on two rookies to play big roles this year, to have the depth where you still feel confident about 5-6 receivers, to have the depth of that position, I think could be big.
Well, look, I think here's the way I've got it playing out right now. You got Nico and Christian Kirk. You got Noel and Higgins, the two draft picks. Those are your top four. And then if I've got to rank the next three, right, I've got Xavier Hutchinson and Berrios on the team. And I think they're just two different dudes. I think Berrios is on. I think his skill set and why they brought him in and why he decided to come here, he brings something to that wide receiver room that nobody else can. And then I think Hutch is the better one of the remaining two of Hutch and Mechie. You know, Watson also is a guy that they brought in here, rant and raved about his work ethic and all that. I don't see him showing up and showing out as much as the others. But I think Xavier Hutchinson has made as much of an impact on these guys, and they believe and trust in him more than anybody not named Nico and Christian Kirk right now. And so I see him actually getting run where it was like, oh, he may be a depth guy. Hell, I see him getting some run. Him and C.J. Stroud seem to have a really, really solid connection. All right, let's check in on the running backs real quick, Luke. I know that this is probably with Joe Mixon being out and Nick Chubb having missed a few days last week, the running back room is one that you got to keep eyes on and you got to be interested in offensively as well, because with those two guys out and Damian Pierce having yet to take a rep in training camp, you got your top three, what's believed to be your top three running backs, out and not practicing. Now, Chubb was back today. Chubb has been back and he's fine. Looked really good today. Woody Marks looked good today. And Jawar Jordan got quite a bit of run today. But I don't know, Luke, where you sit on this running back room. But I'll be honest with you, man. I can't decide if I'm letting the name Nick Chubb get me really excited or if I really like what I'm seeing. I love Nick Chubb's approach to the game. I mean, he is I'm going to cross the goal line every time I touch the football guy, and he hustles and he's physical. I love that. I think I'm a little bit too confident here. I feel like one of the things that I would love to see more than anything this year is Nick Chubb be Nick Chubb. And I just don't know if that's a reality.
Yeah, I think the quote from D'Amico about 2 weeks ago is what stands out to me most for Nick Chubb, where he said, quote, guy's age, he's been through a lot. It's not always going to be the same as his early years in the NFL. But what I want to hang my hat on is this guy loves football. And so to me, I like if you decipher that, it's like, yeah, he's old, he's not the same player, but he still loves football. And that's what was concerning to me to hear from the head coach. I like the addition of Chubb. I think he's going to bring something to that offense. He still has something left. But it seems getting a vibe from some Texans fans are expecting almost the Chubb of old of 2 to 3 years ago, and I think that's just a pie in the sky at this point. So I think he brings something to this offense. I think he certainly will contribute and help. I just don't know how much you can expect from him. And it's something I've been saying all offseason is you're relying on two soon-to-be 30-year-old running backs with a little bit of injury history in recent years. And so that leads to a little concern for me in that running back room as well. And that's why I hope Dameon Pierce can get back there and try to bring something to the table this year, too.
We'll see what Dameon Pierce can do if he gets back. But I think in the meantime, and it's the right time for this to happen, is...
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Is I know a lot of the talk is about Ariante Ursery, and rightfully so. He has been, seems to be mature beyond his years, and you know, be a guy that's going to make a difference here. Woody Marks is coming. I hear a lot of chatter about Woody Marks from people that are there a lot watching. When I watch, I see him getting touches, and he is another guy that, you know, he's an old rookie. So you're looking at a guy that's not like he spent three years in college and jumped out of there. I believe he's one of the COVID kids. I think he was at least 5 years in college.
Sounds like a summer camp.
Yeah, man, I'm telling you, some of them kids spent 6-7 years in college, man.
Damn, that's,
I mean,
wild.
It's wild, and you get one of them in the league, and he's 4 years older than most rookies. Hell, he ought to be more mature. And I don't know if that is the case with Marks. I know he was an upperclassman.
Yeah, no, you're correct. He was a COVID guy, five-year guy.
So he played five years?
Yeah, 5 years.
We got a Woody and a Chubb in the building.
We got a Woody and a Chubb in that backfield.
For the time being, we damn sure do. But the running backs are another group to keep an eye on over there with the Texans. By the way, that defensive coordinator for the Carolina Panthers, Ejiro Evero. He is not Ichiro. It's Ejiro, right? Ejiro Evero.
Oh, yeah, you nailed it.
Yeah,
for
there
sure.
we go. Come on now. He is not an Ejiro. To my knowledge, he's only one of those. But great defensive coordinator. Made his name really at Denver, if I remember correctly. And,
yeah.
And was on the radar for some of those head coaching gigs there for a while. But anyway, there's your Texans joint practice with the Carolina Panthers. Little offensive observations there for you. All right, there's an opportunity of a lifetime for one guy on this Texans team. I'm talking about career changing opportunity that is staring him dead in the face. And if today was any indication of how he's going to handle it, it could be a really positive situation. We'll tell you who that is and we'll discuss next.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
Ryan Hughley is out. Luke Morrow is in. Tyler Milner's behind the glass on the ones and twos. I want to encourage everybody out there to make sure you download the Odyssey app. We appreciate you watching on YouTube and Twitch. We appreciate you listening on an AM and FM dial. But if you will, do us a solid and download the Odyssey app. Subscribe, listen, all that good stuff. You can use that rewind feature and go back and listen to something that happened earlier. We had Seth Payne, former Houston Texan, on. We had him on a little bit earlier at 3:40. You can go back there right now and use the rewind feature and listen to Seth Payne. Had some great takeaways from practice today on the defensive side of the football in particular. But either way it goes, you can listen live. You can take us anywhere you go, workout, mowing a yard, office, job, whatever it may be. You can. The Odyssey app goes with you. We also have all of our podcasts on there. Tyler and Patrick Creighton, they do a Astros, All Things Astros podcast, The Big Orange Wagon. You can find it on the Odyssey app, as well as every segment on our shows, on the individual shows, is segmented individually on that app. Make sure you check it out. Audacy. The Odyssey app is the way to go. All right, there is a, boys, there's a, we hear a lot from D'Amico Ryans about, you know, opportunities. It's all about the opportunity, the next man up. You know, you got to take advantage of the opportunity. You got to make the most of it. You got to be ready for it. You got to put yourself in position, yada, yada, yada. Boys, there's one player on this team, and there may be more, but this is the one that's on my mind right now. There's one player on this Texans team right now that the opportunity that's staring him in the face is one that could potentially be career defining. I mean, it can literally launch a career. With the Brevin Jordan injury earlier this week, there's no doubt about it that they need to get more out of Dalton Schultz and they need to get more out of Cade Stover. If we're being honest, they expect more out of Dalton Schultz. They're paying him $12 million a year. Dalton Schultz has shown before and really needs to show again that he can be an impact player for this offense on the offensive side of the football. In the pass game and in the run game, damn it. I don't want to give any pass. You can't pay somebody $12 million that isn't a willing blocker, right? He's got to be better there. Pass protection, run game, he's got to be better there. But the tight end that I think this opportunity may have a chance to be career defining. I mean, I'm talking about launch this sucker, Luke, is Cade Stover. I don't know if y'all have seen it, but Cade Stover today in this joint practice versus the Texans, he lines up, and I can't tell from the video whether he's in like a hip position on the tackle, so 1 yard outside, 1 yard off, or if he's literally hand in the dirt. But it's an inside run, and Derrick Brown, who is a really good interior defensive lineman, he is he's nose guard, ultimately. Nose guard. I can't tell if he was lined up right over the nose or if he right over the center, if he was a shade on the guard. I couldn't tell. But the center and one of the guards gets up to the next level, and it's called a wham block, right? They leave the defensive tackle by himself, and the tight end comes from one side or the other and blocks out on that D tackle. I mean, you're giving up 100 pounds. Maybe not 100. You're giving up 75 pounds, possibly. when it's a nose tackle, you're giving up. Maybe 100 is right. But I'm going to tell you, Cade Stover today, and we know this about Cade. We know Cade is not going to shy away from the physical part of playing the game. If anything, it's more with Cade about the technical, mechanical intricacies of playing the position, not the physicality. But he wham blocked Derrick Brown. And again, there's some videos out there. And it's the kind of block, one, that wins games. It's the kind of block that allows you to run the football really well. But I think most importantly, it's the kind of football that an offensive coordinator and an O-line coach is watching, and they're going, man, we can't take the kid off the field. We've heard from D'Amico Ryans talking about how much better he is at the top of his routes. Again, the intricacies of playing the position. We've seen him catch the ball and run after catch. We know he's quarterback friendly. Luke, I think this is something to really keep our eye on, man. Is there's no doubt about it, they're going to be on the field more than they were with Brevin Jordan in there. Cade Stover and Dalton Schultz are going to have to eat up a few more snaps and do a little bit more. And I just think this Cade Stover kid's got an extremely high ceiling, and I think this could force the Texans into a place where they're like, you know what? Our best bet is to see if Cade can do all these different things. And I think he's got a real chance to answer the bell, man. And if he does, we're talking about like legitimately jumping on the scene. Instead of being a developmental player that was playing defense 3 or 4 years ago in college this kid's a really good to great all-around tight end. The opportunity is going to be there for him to catapult his career into the next level, and we'll see if he can do it.
Yeah, first you have the opportunity to try to seize the opportunity, use that word twice in the same sentence, because of the Brevin Jordan injury. But then, you know, it also comes down to fit, and he is the best blocking tight end you have. So whether it's because of the offensive line, or even now it just seems like the style of the type of offense that they do want to run, of being that more physical offense and have that rushing attack, that's where Stover can fit in more because of what he brings to the table with the blocking, and then you figure out the rest of it. But I think that is could be a valuable part of this Nick Kelly offense, and something that he does a lot better than Dalton Schultz.
Yeah, well, there's no doubt about that. There's no doubt about that. But the interesting thing, Luke, just to make the point, I think this is the same case with Ariante Ursary, right? Mm-hmm. Like, it's hard to me, I think it'd be very difficult for D'Amico Ryans, Nick Caserio, Nick Kaley, Cole Popovich, the offensive line coach. I think it would be very hard for these guys to walk around for the last 2 or 3, 4 months, however long they've been there. It'd be hard for them to walk around and go, guys, we have to have a different mentality in the O-line room, in the run game. We have to have a different mentality. It's got to be physical. It's got to be tough. It's got to be, we're going to hit you in the face, and we're going to line up and hit you in the face again, and we're going to get up and get in the huddle, and we're going to hit you in the face. Like that, it's hard to want that, to preach it, to hold everybody to a certain standard, and then all of a sudden you got a couple of guys that go out there, and it's literally who they are, and they show it, and you don't reward it. Like, I think it's that way with Ariante Ursary. Like, I think he's going to struggle at times, pass protecting. But that big offensive, you're looking at a guy right there that will be physical. Even when he's beat, he never quits. He finishes. And it's exactly what you want. Like, that guy has to be rewarded with playing time. And if it works out, you've got your O-line room under that command for 4 years from a player perspective. Right? Same thing in the tight end room. That's just an extension of the O-line. If that guy is as good as you think he is, he's exemplifying everything you want your run game to be. You got to throw him that bone. And now with the Brevin Jordan injury, there ain't no throwing bone. Hell, you're going to have to do it. I just think Cade Stover is the one player on this team. I think Lassiter was the guy last year. I think Cade Stover is the guy this year that comes out of nowhere. And we're talking about at the end of the year, like, damn, this kid's good.
Yeah,
he's significantly better than we thought. We'll see. I just keep an eye on that. By the way, Irv Smith, veteran tight end that's been in street clothes since in the Greenbrier, and the last couple of days being back here, he was back at practice today, rocking and rolling, and looked good in the mix. So I feel a lot better about the tight end room overall today. All right, Texans quarterback C.J. Stroud, he went to the podium today after the joint practice. We're going to play that in full for you next right here on Sports Radio 610. Don't go anywhere. C.J. Stroud in full audio after joint practice today. That's going to be right here on Sports Radio 610.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
We're on the show. Hughley is out. Luke Morrow is in. Tyler's on the ones and twos. And guess what, y'all? Houston Texans quarterback C.J. Stroud spoke to the media today after joint practice with the Carolina Panthers today. This is one of my favorite times of the year when these NFL teams start joint practicing and the juices get turned up a little bit. You see new schemes. For C.J., I'm sure that he's tired of going against his defense. He's tired of really going against, let's be honest, Will Anderson and Danielle Hunter every day. And so it was probably nice to get a few snaps across the ball from a something that's not a Texans uniform. Here is C.J. Stroud, your Houston Texans quarterback, as he spoke to the media today.
It was good. I thought it was good to see another scheme, another team, and thought we did well. Moved the ball up and down the field, scored in the red zone, made some mistakes, but cleaned it up and had a good 2-minute drive to finish, so I thought it was good. It was competitive, man. Like, we used to always play, he played for the City Stars, I think. I played for Illinois Force. He played for a couple teams. He's a team hopper. He was always like the quick point guard. I was kind of like a shooter. It was always fun. It's still competitive now. So, we've always been competitive, even when we hoop in off season.
How would you assess how the guys up front played today?
I thought they did really good. I thought Nick did a good job of moving the pocket and switching up quick game to, intermediate to deep to good play action. We ran the ball well. So, it's not just about just dropping back four or five straight times. You got to help those guys out. And, every D-line is really good. And our O-line is really good. They can hold up. And we just got to help them out some. And I think we did that good. But I thought they did great today.
D'Amico and Nick have talked about deciding whether Kaylee's going to call plays up top or on the sidelines. Do you have a preference on that?
No, I don't mind. It's not really a big deal to me. Whatever he's comfortable with. Yeah, he looks comfortable, man. He looks like he's finding his own, his own swag in the league. I think he looks great, man. He's not falling on the ground every play. He's staying up. He's running great routes, catching the ball, getting yak, reliable, knows all the plays, blocks well. He's coming into a really, really great vet, and I think he's been great. I think Kels is using him a lot, and, he's like a Swiss Army knife. You got him, F, Z, and X. He moves around. And he's getting confidence. I think that's one thing that I can see him playing with from, that last game we played last year to, this camp was that confidence is stuck.
Knowing the historical connection that you and Bryce are going to have for so many years because of you going 1-2 together, how cool is it just to be able to share the practice with him again? And then with the chance of you playing on Saturday, how cool is it for both of you guys to get the opportunity to just exchange words?
It's normal. I see him all the time. That's my brother. Like, they don't really make it a big deal. I think that's for y'all, But for us, it's just seeing a friend, seeing a brother, hoping they do well, he hopes I do well. I know I hope he does well. It's pretty normal. We see each other all the time in the offseason. And his parents are, friends with my mom. And, it's been great. So we just really build a brotherhood. So it's just normal to me. I'm pretty sure it's the same for him. But, it's all love.
We saw Christian Kirk yesterday contest the ball in the end zone. Describe that moment and then just what it's like having a guy –
yes,
as reliable as
Kirby's been running. Yeah, I try to look at those moments as real life games, and minute 20 to win the game, we needed a touchdown or to tie it, and I thought we moved the ball really well, and scrambled on that last play, knew how to get it out of my hand fast because we were less on time, couldn't take a sack, so just seeing him in the back of the end zone, he made a heck of a catch, contested catch. You celebrate, you have fun after that. And, I think those type of scenarios help. So when the moments come, kind of used to them.
Can you talk about just working with Christian?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I think he's been great, man. He's approached the game like a real vet, run great routes, very reliable, very smart, very fast, quick. And I think he's done great in his offense. He's teaching the young guys a lot. I think he's great for Jay Noel, Higg, even guys like Hutch, he teaches basically our whole room, and I think he's been great, so I'm excited to work with him this year. Just build rhythm, you know, just build that rhythm to where, you know, we're clicking as an offense, clicking as a defense, clicking as special teams, playing as the Texans, you know. I feel like it's a lot of back and forth right now in camp. We're kind of like enemies through the day, through practice, and then cool right after. It'd be nice just to be teammates like, you know, it was against the Vikings and, you know, just like it'll be in the season. So I'm excited for that, and I think, you know, like just building that rhythm will be good on Saturday.
What do you respect the most about him?
I would say very similar. You know, he's very even keel, very to himself. And I think for him, I think I've seen a dog come out of him that he has that a lot of people haven't seen, you know. But, you know, I know he dealt with some frustrations. And I think, you know, the God we serve, you know, I think it's good that we go through these ups and downs to, like, refocus you back on what's important. And I think he had that, and I had it last year as well. And I think he bounced back like, you know, he should. And we all know he can. He's a heck of a player. One of the best quarterbacks I've ever seen in my life. And I just think, you know, he needs some help around him too, you know. So, but I'm just really proud of that guy. And just the same way he said about me, through every ups and down, every valley and peak, like, he stayed the same guy, stayed loyal and stayed a friend and a brother. So I'm very appreciative of him.
You know, being drafted where you are, Bryce too, altered the course of where you all went, you know, for good. When you think about what you've done, and Bryce too, what are you most proud of?
That's a good question. I would say just proud of, you know, like, just being the one God has called to those, to these moments, because he could have picked anybody, you know. And even though, like, for me, I feel like I'm unqualified, but, you know, God doesn't call qualified. He qualifies the unqualified to, you know, give testimonies and to bring people to him. So I think me and Bryce are, like, perfect to that, like, you know, him being a small stature guy who guys didn't like because he was small. Me, you know, dealing with my childhood and some things that I had to go through. And, you know, and we're not perfect people. You know, we serve a perfect guy. But the ups and downs, you know, I don't think our faith has wavered. And I think it's made our faith stronger. And I think that's most important. So I would say that's probably the most proud thing that I can say about me and him is, like, our faith has become stronger through this sport, through this game. Even though it doesn't mean everything, it means something to a lot of people. And you know, it means something to us, too. But it's a vessel now that we're using to, you know, glorify God, hopefully, and that's most important.
TJ, I was talking about Robert Holman earlier this week with Brad. I had a chance to speak with him. How do you think the team handled that?
Yeah, I talked to him. You know, it's never easy. You know, it's something that you never want to see. I think the guys kind of handled it the best we could. You know, it's just it's unfortunate, man. I love that guy. I've seen him work his tail off to come back and was having a heck of a camp, and it's just unfortunate, man. I'm praying for him every day, and, you know, I hope that he just leans on us right now. I know he needs it, so y'all just keep him in our prayers and, you know, keep his spirits up. And
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
Moms, dads, are you the parent of a student athlete? Do you want to know how to get the most out of youth sports? If so, listen to the Next Pitch podcast to give you the tools to raise an aspiring athlete. It's not simple, but we talk straight and give you the best insight there is when it comes to youth sports. We'll cover everything from nutrition and training to mental toughness and teamwork. It's a podcast you can listen to together with your kids so everyone can benefit. Follow Next Pitch on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to podcasts.
You know, I think he'll bounce back from this, man. He's a tough guy. When I was, in the locker room after, he was like, man, I'm attacking this head on. And this is like an hour right after he's attacking it. He's just kept reminding himself how he's going to attack it. So I just like to have that type of heart, you know, in that moment. I thought it was dope. So I'm just really, you know, like and sad about it. But, you know, got to deal with it and move on. And, you know, I can't wait to play with him again in the future.
Two more, y'all. Christine.
Mm-hmm. Not really. We were just kids, man. You know, I think that's the cool part. Like, I think we were just two kids trying to just play good for our selective teams and our selective areas in California. So I think that's the cool part. I think, like, when you focus on, like, the NFL or the NBA, or, like, it's hard to do because there's so many people trying that. But, like, me and him, I felt like our process was just getting better. So I think that was our mindset. So it's cool, like, to be in these moments. You know, it's not what it seems. It's hard, but it's also a blessing. You know, so you got to just accept the good and the bad. And I think, you know, as time has gone on, we've been able to be better at that. So.
Two part question. Obviously, a decade ago, you and Bryce kind of played against each other in that Little League game, still with the Mona versus the Ivy Ducks. What do you remember about that game, and how cool is it to see you guys have gone since that game?
We got our tails kicked. I remember that. We got whooped. Bryce threw for like 400 yards. I had to play corner because our corners kept getting hurt. Yeah, it was a bad day. There were a lot of raining. They whooped our tail. So not a good day for your boy, but a great day for Bryce. And when I'm a competitor, man, like, he know I don't like that. You know, he beat me my rookie year. Still don't like that. So, you know, I'm always trying to win. I think that's him too. So it's nothing wrong with that. You can always be cool off the field, but, you know, we cross those lines. You know, we're competitive. We want to, you know, do well and see our teams win. So, you know, hopefully we get the matchup next year or something, or maybe in the Super Bowl or something. I don't know. Don't put that on ESPN. I know how y'all do. But however it works, man, I wish my brother well, though.
How many of those 400 yards were on you when you were playing
corner? I'm sorry?
How many of those yards were on you when you were playing
corner? Oh, you got jokes. All right. Zero. I'm in a run fit.
Thank you, CJ.
All right, that's C.J. Stroud, Texans quarterback. Boy, you can tell he had a good day, can't you, boy? He's
giggly.
That's the life of a quarterback right there. Man, I'm telling you, this training camp has been tough on him emotionally, and he's a guy that wears his emotions obviously on his face and in his voice, and boy, you could tell. You know, we've talked to him several times. It's just almost like, boy, he's, you know, the frustration, the disappointment and not being able to go out there and just shred every single day is getting at him, you know, and as it should, by the way. Hell, as it should. Any competitor, I've said it before, any competitor, man, I want to hear it. I want you to wear it, man. I want to know that you ain't happy with what the hell's going on. Today, you could hear that joy in his voice and tell that C.J. Stroud went out there and had a little success today and feels a lot better today about his team than he has in the previous few weeks. So good to hear the quarterback in good spirits, man. Good to hear the stories about he and Bryce's upbringing. I've heard the stories before. I know they're close. That is got to be super, super cool. He did say a few things that caught my eye, and I am so stoked. One of them, Tyler, guess what? Football horny. No question about it.
So we got that's kind of horny to me.
There's no, well, I don't know about that, but
that was wrong. Yeah, disregard.
You don't mark that right there. And we'll hit that again. I'll bring that to you at the 520 segment. I'm gonna circle back to a piece of that audio right there that I think is big time. But next up, we got the 5 o'clock fire, baby. The 5 o'clock fire. What's going on in and around the city that you just can't go one more minute not hearing about? That's next right here on Sports Radio 610.